USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The giant container ship that has blocked the Suez Canal for the last week, bringing a key global trade route to a standstill and capturing the world's attention, was partially refloated early Monday. It was unclear when the vessel would be fully set free, but the progress raises hope the crucial waterway could soon be reopened. Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee said four people were killed and 130 rescued after near record levels of rainfall caused significant flooding across the region. The Nashville Office of Emergency Management said in a Sunday morning update that emergency responders were continuing to make rescues in the aftermath of the storm, which drenched the area in a total of 7 inches of rain. Police in Maryland had to deal with a potential blast from the past after a resident discovered a live cannonball from the Civil War. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said the bomb squad was dispatched to Frederick County on March 22nd after the device was discovered by a homeowner. The bomb was taken to Beaver Creek Quarry in Hagerstown for disposal. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The gun debate continues with D.C. lawmakers. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Schumer says the Senate will take action on gun control measures in the wake of recent mass shootings, specifically expanding background checks, but there are steps that can be taken without Congress.
There's something that can be done immediately, right now, and they involve ghost guns. What are ghost guns? Ghost guns are kits that you can assemble. They're as easy to buy and even easier to assemble than Legos. But there is no regulation.
Schumer says ghost guns have already been used in crimes in his state, and New York Attorney General Letitia James has taken strong action to prevent them by sending cease and desist letters to the companies behind websites selling the kits. Schumer added the Biden administration can take steps to require registration and close the federal loophole.
NASCAR's dirt race in Bristol, Tennessee, Sunday was postponed to today because of weather. 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A weekend washout postponed NASCAR's plans for a historic Cup Series dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. After rain canceled Saturday's qualifying, more wet weather in the forecast for Sunday's race forced NASCAR to move its plans to Monday, with the Cup Series now scheduled to start at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Now that the United States is coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, when will concerts and sporting events begin to come back? Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
There are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
The World Health Organization, under Chinese investigators, say the pandemic was started by animals infecting humans. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.